Now we've got another interview for you guys. Roxy's going to be interviewing Dr. Michelle about World Hospice and Palliative Care Day, which is celebrated on the 14th of October, which is today, 2017. So, Roxy, over to you.
Thank you. Hi, guys. Today we have Dr. Michelle and could you please tell me what palliative care is like all about, please?
All right. Palliative care is all about the holistic care of children with chronic illnesses. So to explain it like this, if you have something that's acute, we use that word in medicine, something that's short-lived. So say you break your bone or you get a chest infection.
Yeah.
You come to hospital, you get a plaster put on, maybe you get a course of antibiotics. It's a little bit stressful at the time, and then you go home and you're fine. But if you have a chronic illness, it takes a lot more out of you. Not only out of you as the patient, but also you as the family. So palliative care basically comes alongside families and provides more than just medical care. So it's not just something that doctors do. We also have counselors on our team. We have social workers. We even have an aromatherapist that gives a massage to the stressed moms. And we provide care not only in the hospital, but also in the home. And the whole focus of palliative care is actually how do we improve people's quality of life, especially if they've got something that's going to last for a very long time, and especially something that's not curable. So that's the focus of palliative care.
Sure, that's cool. Please tell us what the UCT teaching position is all about from your first-hand experience.
Okay. All right, so apart from the work that I do at the hospital, I also lecture in palliative medicine at UCT. Wow. And I know children, when they think you hear the word lecture, they think it's a speech that somebody gives. It's a lot more than that. It's about teaching. So I run a diploma at UCT, and it's a very interesting diploma because it's not just for doctors. So anybody can come to this diploma. Doctors, nurses, social workers, ministers of religion, anybody that has an interest in palliative care. And we actually get students from across Africa, which has been very exciting for me. And at the moment, I even have a student from Scotland. Yeah. And so they come to UCT in January for a week of lecture, and then in June again, and then they've got to do all of these assignments through the internet. And then at the end of the year, they come to Cape Town and do an exam. And it's a bit of a scary exam because they've got to write answers to questions, but they also get a communications assessment. And what we do with that communications assessment is we actually hire actors. And they've got to like do things like break bad news to the actors. The actors pretend to be moms or dads, and actually I've even had children as actors. And they've got to practice their skills of really being able to communicate in a way that families can understand, in a way that is also very sensitive and very compassionate, because often we have to break bad news in palliative care.
That must be quite tough.
It is.
How long have you been in profession for?
Well, 14 years. Wow. Yeah, starting off at Baragwanath Hospital in Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. And then I've been at Red Cross and in Cape Town for the last 8 years.
All right. Yeah. And can you tell me, how long does it take to study, like, what you do?
Yeah, a very long time. So first you have to do medicine. So that's 6 years. Then you have to do your internship, so that's another year. I was very fortunate in that I'm a bit old, so I didn't have to do community service, so cross a few years off there. And then I had to do pediatrics, so I had to do 1 year as a medical officer, and then I had to study for 4 years to become a specialist pediatrician, and then I had to do some further study for another 2 years to do palliative care. So let's do the maths. 6 + 1 + 2 + another 4. How much is that? A long time. Too much to count.
Yeah. Awesome. Can you share a little about what it's like having an illness like yours?
A little bit about mine. To sum it all up, it is that I have to think about everything carefully and how I'm going to adapt my lifestyle, as I have a lifelong illness and it deteriorates over a period of time and as I get older. My joints slip in and out of place easily, which makes doing activities a bit difficult for me, and it's quite hard walking or maybe even sometimes running, or you want to be with a group of friends, but you cannot because your body won't allow it. So unfortunately, that's what it's like. And I'm on daily chronic medication to help control my chronic pain, which Dr. Mading has been doing as my pediatrician, but no longer. But yeah, she continues to guide me.
Sure. That must be really hard. Do you often land up in hospital, or is that a stupid question?
No, not a stupid question at all. I do often land up in hospital when I do have, like, we call it flare-ups or chronic pain or spasms. I had a very serious back spasm last year, which cost me my final matric exam, which I wrote supplementaries the beginning of this year. And I matriculated finally with the help of the palliative care team. And so I've been part of PATRISAI since last year and been the ambassador for officially 1 year.
That is so cool. Awesome. Can you tell me a little bit about, like, what this PATRISAI is all about?
Okay, PATRISAI first of all stands for Palliative Treatment and Care for Children. And PATRISAI is a network within South Africa that supports, advocates and provides information for any medical professionals working within the palliative care field. As an ambassador, I represent all doctors or medical professionals, and I speak at events or schools to help raise awareness of palliative care and children with chronic illnesses.
That's cool. So is this like an organization, and for how long has it been running?
It is a bit of an organization, yes, and Dr. Michelle Mading is actually the chairperson of PATRISAI. It has been running for 4 years now.
That's quite a long time. I think that's it.